In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. More money will have been spent on Tuesday's elections than on any other midterm election in U.S. history. The Center for Responsive Politics puts it at $5 billion in spending, dwarfing the previous record. And that is just on national races. Forget what's being spent on local ones. But the largest contributions haven't necessarily flowed to the most competitive districts. In fact, Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports the race where candidates have raised the most isn't really even a close one.
Political analysts do not consider California's rural, conservative 22nd congressional district one of the year's key battleground races.
If Democrats win this seat, it's probably suggestive of a just absolutely huge blowout night.
Kyle Condick rates races for the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Still, incumbent Republican Devin Nunes and his Democratic challenger Andrew Janz have raised $20 million. Fresno resident Adam Ellis describes a city inundated with TV ads, mailers, and yard signs.
Crazy. It seems like everybody in my neighborhood has one or the other.
USC political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy says she understands why.
The Nunes district is a symbol.
Money is poured in because Nunes is an ally of President Trump and chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Bebich Jeffy says it's no longer a local race, it's
a referendum on Donald Trump,
making the Nunes seat and a few others like it around the country proxy battles, even if they're not battlegrounds. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.